Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you an important statement from the new Premier Risto Riti of Finland. Come in, Helsinki.
This is Finland calling. You will now hear the talk of Mr. Urho Toivola, who in the name and on behalf of the new Prime Minister of Finland will address the great American nation. We regret that Mr. Riti was not able himself to...
This is New York calling, Helsinki. We are waiting for your statement. Please go ahead. Come in, Helsinki.
Briefly describe. The Finnish Parliament met on Thursday afternoon in full session to hear the government's account of its activities, which Parliament unanimously approved. Nevertheless, at a decisive moment such as the present, the government must be representative of all circles of the nation. The government tendered its resignation to the President of the Republic immediately the session was over. A new government has now been formed by Mr. Risto Riti, Governor of the Bank of Finland, which represents every section of Parliament. As I speak these words to you, it is the heart of night over here, and the city is in pitch darkness. The people sleep in their homes, prepared at any moment to seek the protection of bomb-proof shelters should the sirens sound the air alarm. You in America have never lived under this threat, for which God be thanked. And the experiences we are undergoing are such that they make me vow that you will never undergo them. Our peace-loving people recoil in horror from the scenes of terror they have witnessed, but are not afraid, for their conscience is clean. We, as you know, belong to the nations which most value peace. Although our position as a nation has been, and as present events show, still is present, we are not complaining. From one standpoint, we are proud of our position. The Finnish people have dwelt for 15 centuries in their barren, beautiful country, cleared its soil for cultivation, and created in close cooperation with the other civilized nations of the world, a culture that is original and by its fruits has already assured Finland her place among the cultured nations. Political independence is to the Finns their dearest possession, because it is an essential condition for the continued realization of their appointed historic task as a nation. When the Finnish people, taking their stand on agreements concluded in the spirit of friendship and appealing to justice and humanity, demand for themselves the right to continue in peace and in complete political independence, their fruitful labor for the joint welfare of their country and the whole of mankind. They are aware that they are defending the same values which inspire all the civilized nations of the world in the execution of their great historic mission. The Finnish people are bound by unbreakable ties to the nations which are based on what we know as Western culture. And as one of these liberty-loving nations, they desire merely to carry out the duty assigned to them by destiny under the North Star, threatening no one's security, asking of no one more than friendly and peaceful cooperation. Now that all the values on which our life is based are in peril, we Finns wish to bring to the knowledge of the cultured world that we do not regard the defense of our political independence solely as our incontestable right, but also as our duty towards the whole of mankind. We are willing to negotiate regarding every dispute that may arise between two neighboring nations, but we will not consent to barter away our independence, nor our right to decide our own affairs. The struggle now proceeding while negotiations with the Soviet Union are in abeyance is the struggle of an independent, peace-loving people for their existence, for everything they hold dear in life. The whole world is our witness that this defensive struggle is justified and in accordance with every law that governs the existence of a nation. For this reason, the Finnish people fight in their defense with calm hearts and a pure conscience.
You heard the talk of Mr. Urho Toivola, who spoke in the name of the Prime Minister of Finland. Now we return you to America.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the first broadcast to come out of Helsinki since the Russian invasion. Premier Risto Ryti, who took office this afternoon, was to have been heard. The last moment, however, the pressure of war problems made it impossible for Premier Ryti to come to the microphone in Helsinki, and a statement by him was read. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.